Developing a crush, falling in love.
Okay, he calls on her very frequently.
He's courting.
Yeah. So you would say that he is her what?
Boyfriend.
She would be his
girl.
And if the boy comes home at night and his little brother sees him with lipstick on his car, he says, you've been
kissing, making out, necking.
If he wants to marry, but she doesn't want him, you'd say she did what to him?
Turning him down.
Okay, but maybe they went ahead and got
engaged.
And then
broke off the engagement.
Okay, well, let's assume that they did finally tie the knot. You'd say they got
hitched the marriage.
Okay.
Yeah.
And at the wedding, the man who stands up with the groom is the
best man.
And the woman or girl who stands up with the bride.
Was it bridesmaid? I really don't know.
I have a different word for it. Bridesmaid to me is
maid of honor.
Yeah.
Was it maid of honor?
Around here, have you ever heard of maybe years and years ago any kind of noisy ceremony that went on after the wedding? Say a lot of people would follow the couple back to their house, and it would almost get out of hand. They would pull jokes on the couple. They'd shoot off guns, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they have their wedding parties still. Some people do.
To that extent?
No, not really. They might shoot a pistol or two, or a firecracker or two, or something like that, but not many jokes pulled off.
Yeah. Well, have you ever heard the term serenade or chivalry?
No, just have a wedding party. Mm-hmm. I've been to some. Pretty good.
Let's say if at that party it gets a little noisy and the neighbor gets irritated and calls the police come and they don't just arrest one person, they arrest them.
The whole crowd. Some people say the whole shebang, you know.
Mm-hmm. And if you hire a band, you'd say that you're having a pretty good somewhere.
Pretty good time.
Or referring to the couples, you know, moving around on the floor, you'd say they're having a
good dance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about names for different kinds of dances that you know about?
Oh, you mean like the boogaloo? I don't know many of the new dances because I don't go anymore. Shucks. I really don't know any. I can think of any.
Do you ever use the word disco dancing?
Yeah, I've heard of disco dancing. Mm-hmm. I've seen them doing the different steps and all, but I don't know one from the other.
Okay.
I don't dance, I really don't.
Okay. What about this expression? Say if the children get out of school at 3 o'clock, you say that at 3 o'clock school does well.
Turns out.
Okay. Now, if school is not in session, toward the end of the term, somebody might ask, well, when does school
dismiss?
If it's not in session.
When does it start?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay. All right, the boy is supposed to go to school, but he leaves home and doesn't get there on purpose, you say he did well.
Playing hooky, he shot hooky, or shooting hooky. Mm-hmm.
What of a college student who decides he doesn't want to go to college?
He's cutting.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would a high school student say?
They say cutting at my high school. They say they're cutting class.
Would a high school student say he's playing hooky?
If he doesn't come to school, he's playing hooky.
Mm-hmm. Would a college student play hooky?
No, he's just cutting class. Yeah.
And you go to school to get an
education.
And after high school, some people go on to
college.
And after kindergarten, you go into the
first grade.
And in the schoolroom, each child sits behind his own
desk.
And the floor of that, you say three or four
desks.
Okay, some buildings around town. If you want to check out a book, you go to the
library.
And if you want to mail a package, you go to the
post office.
And if you have to stay overnight in the town,
you stay in a motel or a hotel.